What is going on, people? We are back. It is Wednesday or whatever day y'all are watching this. I am Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I have the homie with me, CD, Chloe's dad, on Instagram. We are one man down, but we want to keep the show rocking. The homie Austin got family in town, so of course it's family over everything. So we're going to make sure he stays and, you know, keep tight with his family and stuff like that. His moms and pops in the area and stuff like that. So shout out to the homie Austin. But us three, we come together almost every Wednesday. I'm not going to say every Wednesday anymore. I'm going to try. We're going to try to be every Wednesday again. But almost every Wednesday with a brand new episode of the Undergated Podcast, where we talk about Gunpla, Gundam, anime, books, TV shows, movies, video games, music, sports.
Everything under the sun.
Everything under the sun. You know, we're your one-stop shop when it comes to anything Gundam-related, Gunpla-related, things like that. So everybody that tunes in every week on YouTube or listens to us on Spotify or has us up while y'all building, has us up while y'all driving, have y'all up, Gucci Gunpla, what's up? Have y'all up while y'all working. Things like that, we appreciate it. People on Spotify, welcome, you know, Spotifyville, Spotify land. Hope y'all doing all right there in your daily commute, wherever y'all going. So, the Undergated Podcast presented to you by the Undergated Network. Last time, we missed last week because we were getting kind of ready for IPMS Nationals that was in the area of Hampton, Virginia, my hometown. So, the week before that, though, was a fun episode. And if you missed that last episode, this is what you missed.
Individually, like on Blu-rays in Japan, you can buy them. Shameless plug, Ace Combat, they actually sell the DVD of all the trailers ever released on a DVD. You can go buy it. So I think in Japan, you could probably buy this DVD.
That's really, it has to be Frozen Teardrop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was the episode a few weeks ago. It was Gundam Wing. Y'all know your boy. That was a good moment in my life. It was a good moment in my life, man. The Endless Waltz clips, might be a little teaser out there, or maybe people think it's Frozen Teardrop, whatever the case may be. All I know is Gundam Wing, and it ain't no G-Unit shit. So I'll take it. Man, oh man, this week we're going to talk about, well, we had IPMS that came through the area, heard of a little bit of controversy out there, like it always is at any type of environment. And also this week, in-person stores at your, if you have your local hobby town, hit them up to see if they're running GBWC, because it is GBWC weekend as well. So what a time to be alive if you're a competitive builder. You had nationals in this area, and then you're all four hobby towns in Virginia are running GBWC. So it's Fredericksburg, Richmond, Yorktown, which I will be located in the Virginia Beach store. And I know your hobby town is too, right?
It's crazy. We have four hobby towns, but only one.
Only one? Okay. So we'll talk about that, the do's and don'ts and stuff like that. Maybe people on that last stretch, that last little build and stuff like that. Maybe they put it on that top coat getting ready. I hear y'all out there, but of course, before we get started, Brother CD, how's your week been, man?
Man. Back in office, this shit has been kicking my ass. Trying to still figure out the sleep schedule. I used to be up all hours of the day, getting up, you know, just rolling out of bed and going to work. So still trying to figure that out. Last week, Stud Buds were in town. If you don't know who the Stud Buds are, they are two basketball players that play for the Minnesota Lynx. They went super viral during the WNBA All-Star Weekend. So I got to see them play the Storm. You know, you didn't hear about the Stud Buds?
No.
Oh, man. Look up, Google the clips, YouTube the clips, TikTok the clips, look up Stud Buds.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, man, just enjoying the weather. We've had a little, you know, 90s the last couple of days, so staying hydrated, chilling. Seen Weapons over the weekend. That's a really good movie. Definitely enjoyed that.
Heard of it. Which one is that one?
It's like the kids running through a whole class of kids disappears one day, and the teacher comes to the class, only find one student, and you kind of unravel the mystery of where all these 17 kids went during the movie. So it's horror, okay, but it's funny. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. If you're in the kind of into the horror films, it's something you guys should check out. But other than that, man, living the dream. Living the dream. Yeah. How about you, Coop?
Likewise, man. They got me training. I'm a trainer at work, so I've been kind of chilling. So work has been kind of chill. Last week it seemed like it was a lot every day, but it's still chill, better than what I would normally do on the everyday day to day. Family good. Got a chance to kind of relax and chill with the homie Chris from Vulcan Hobby and George, Unlimited GA on Instagram. Excuse me. And just chilled out, man. IPMS Nationals, we'll get more into that. But just be able to chill with Chris and spend a lot of time with him. You know, last time I seen him was at ODO and a brother was down a little bit. So, didn't get a chance to really be myself. And then Plamo event, that was 3 days. But this was a good opportunity to spend with the homie Chris, man, and see it from the vendor side. And I tell you that. I'm damn sure he gained some weight that a brother got to put back. I got to get back right. So I appreciate it, Chris. I got you when I get down there. I got you. I promise you I got you when I get down. But other than that, it's just been chill, man. It's been chill. Man, can't complain. Got a chance to meet the homie Austin's people, his mom and dad. Man, his pops, brother, and Austin all sound the same. Like, they all sound the same. Like, you close your eyes and you talk to his dad, you think you're talking to Austin. His brother called, and I thought I was talking to Austin on the phone. Like, I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Genetics, huh?
Genetics. I mean, like, how does that pass down? Like, it's crazy because does that pass down? Like, the voice inflection, and like even the sound of it, right? Like, the sound of a voice. Sounds. I understand you pick up mannerisms
and stuff, yeah.
Right, and you could pick up like accents and stuff, but like the voice itself, is that genetics? That's
ChatGPT. Let's ask.
We'll see. Hopefully, everybody out there had a great week. Hope everybody's having a smooth last 2 weeks. You know, I know last week we weren't here, but last 2 weeks, hopefully, everybody's doing well and taking care of yourselves, both physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, anything that ends with a Lee. So, yeah.
Take a step back, relax.
That's it. Next up, building and breaking down that backlog. What new items did we have? And boy, oh boy, I got some stuff in. I want to make it a two-parter. I want to show half of it now, half of it next week. I want to show half of it now, half of it next week. So I can show y'all something, at least when we do build. I could say, yo, I want to show one kit for the next umpteen weeks, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to show y'all what I picked up from Vulcan Hobby, because that's more important, because, again, this comes from Chris, and this is more important than anything, even I buy myself. So first up, I did pick up a Hobby Link Japan magazine. Mm. Has the, I want to say it's the rollout colorway.
Is it all white?
Almost for the RX. It looks like all white with a little bit of gray. Or maybe somebody's custom.
Yeah.
It's an older, January 2020. So I haven't got a chance to read through it. But these, I don't think anybody cares about the dates when it comes to the Hobby League Japan. It's like,
hell no,
as long as you got good, always some good techniques, some good pictures and stuff like that. For my Ultraman people out there, they have these little Ultraman stories in the middle. Obviously, we ain't reading them, but
no.
Even still, one reason I picked it up. Oh,
the fold out,
the gun, the Wing Zero fold out. Oh my God, the Prelude Edition version. And One Punch Sam is playing. Yee. She don't want to come up off that metal figure she got. of
we pressed her about that 2 years ago, damn near.
Right, right. And it does come out with the Gundam. So this is always dope to have for, like, if you do get, like, Hobby Link Japan's, I do want to take mine and frame them. I just don't know how to get them out of the magazine. They're not, like...
Without tearing it up.
Yeah, without tearing it up. They're not, like, you know, like... Perforated. Stipple, yeah. Or perforated, that's what I'm looking for. So, I think Austin did it, so I'm going to ask him how he did it. I did also pick up another one. Mm. Boom. Hobby Link Japan. So we have two. Sorry if y'all hear that noise. I'm taking the plastic off. So we have two of them with the dope new Gundam. Looks like the Verkai on the front. And the fold out is the Verkai with the Kasi. No, the Penelope. The Penelope on the other side. So. That's what I got.
Hobby Link Japan's.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. Thing, they're good. They're good to damn, have. They're good. Next up, one thing I got, something I pump faked on. Not really pump faked. I seen it in stores. I passed on it a few times because I was like, I really don't need it. But now the opportunity was there at the right price. I said, yeah, I might as well. And we're looking at the Rosen Zulu. We're looking at the Rosen Zulu Neo Zeon Hybrid Saikamu Mobile Suit. The high grade. This is Angelo's. Grill. Yep, for CD. This is Angelo's suit from Unicorn. Here it is. Yeah, I've probably seen it a few times. I want to eventually get to the real great Sanaju. I have an idea in mind. So why not have this suit as well? So
his right-hand man.
His right-hand man. I don't know when I'm going to get to it, but we'll figure that out when we get there. So how many suits did Angelo have? He had the purple Garadoga. Right? Giradoga?
Girazulu.
Girazulu. Girazulu.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he went to this.
Yeah.
Because like a repair this was version. There is a repair version of this.
So there's a... Because, you know, he like loses his arm.
Yeah. But this is the final fight, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When he... So this isn't the repaired version.
Nah. I think this is in between. The repair version is at the last one we see him when full front on him, like, get their suits and leave the base. Leave the ship.
Yeah.
I think he lost his arm by then. Okay. But that's not a model kit.
There's no model kit of that. Yeah. All right. So I picked that up from Chris. Shout out to Chris again. Next, what I picked up. We have the G-Quarks, high grade. I'm starting to like what Bandai's doing. Bandai should have did this a long time ago with the side spine or vertical photo and then horizontal. That's dope to me. So
give you options.
Right. One thing I do miss, though, Bandai did take away just like that. Well, it's on the Zulu, but it's only one box. I looked at older high grades and it used to have pictures of like screenshots and like the pilot. Remember they have the pilot on the side of the box?
Yeah.
Like, I wish Bandai went back to that. So got that from Chris as well. And I also picked up the Red Gundam from Chris.
Red Gundam from Chris.
I appreciate it, big dog. This is a really the only two I want. I might get the G-Fred one. I might get the G-Fred one. But really, the main two. No. Not getting a gun cannon. Not getting a Gale Goog. Not getting a police Zaku. Not getting a red Zaku. Or green Zaku. None of those. Just this. Maybe the white Gundam.
So you might come away with four.
Three or four.
How many G-Witch kits did you get? I don't think you had two.
Three. There's Ghouls, Delanza, the Darty Ball, and then the Caliburn.
Yep. It's sitting right behind me.
And last thing I did get, I didn't pick up, but I did get these, and I want to shout out to the homie Joe and Cole at Hobby Town. They had extras. I got some Gundam cards from the trading card game. So we got the Heavy Arms. Right? We got the Wing Gundam. I don't know anything about the game or how to play it or anything like that. I think it'll just be cool on display. For the homie CD, we got Wu Fei. Chang Wu Fei. Dog.
I appreciate you.
And then we got Shenlong. All right, so I gotta make sure I take this.
Is that
pack this up when I go
season
down.
One? One Dragon Arm Shenlong, or is that?
Yep, season one Shenlong.
Does he look green? Or is that just...
I think it's the light from his blade.
Okay.
I think it's the beam saber. Like,
okay.
You can see the blue, but yeah, I thought the same thing too.
It's some nice artwork though. Appreciate y'all.
Yep, and the piece of Dave, what is it called? The piece of resistance, Dave resistance, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mahalo, too.
The hollow limited rare Sanaju. Y'all know Sanaju is probably top two protagonist suit for me. Probably goes Epion and then Sanaju. And it depends on what I watched recently. So I might, if I watch Unicorn, the Sanaju could be one. If I'm on a Gundam Wing kick, Epion could be one. But this unit can't be blocked. During your turn, when this unit destroys an enemy shield area card with battle damage, choose one enemy unit. Deal 2 damage to it.
Can't be blocked.
Can't be always blocked. So,
yeah, instant offense.
And I'm just gonna, for the people that want to read it, or let me just read it for the people on Spotify. So for Shenlong, it says when this unit attacks, destroys an enemy's unit, deal the specified amount of damage to the first card in that opponent's shield area. So that's what you get for Shenlong. Wu Fei, during your opponent's turn during your opponent's turn, while this unit has breach, it can't receive battle damage from the enemy's units within 3 or less AP. Wing Gundam has absolutely nothing on it. And
she's speaking a foreign language right now.
Just blank. Yeah, blank.
Damn,
just artwork.
Yeah, that's it.
And then for Heavy Arms, during pair, this unit gains breach 3. When this unit's attack destroys an enemy unit, deal the specified amount of damage to the first card in the opponent's shield area. So,
I hope Bandai got it on their YouTube. Like, let's play Gundam card game.
I've got this in defense mode. This magic card, this trap card. Yeah, that's all I know.
That's all I know. Right.
But that's all
I sacrificed all these two.
Right, to summon Heavy Arms Kai, right? So, that's all I got for right now. Stay tuned next week. I got some more heat in next week, too. So, and it's in. It's not like I'm waiting. It's literally right here. I'm just choosing not to go crazy.
He's being polite.
I'm trying. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, CD. You got anything in?
Yeah. I got a few things. First up, I did go ahead and grab this. I wanted this a while ago, and I forgot it came out. But this is the SH Fig Arts Wrestling Stage. So this came in. As you can see, the box is empty, so I'll show you guys what it looks like right now. Pretty sick. Quarter mat. Has different pegs for different, if you wanted to have him jumping in the air and stuff. So it comes with a whole bunch of different arms and vantage points that you can hold him up and move him around with. Then also comes with chairs. So if you wanted to get into a whole table, ladders, and chairs match.
Okay.
So if you guys have been following along in my story, I've been posting a couple pics of a couple different Gundams in the ring that I'll be showing off shortly. So I'm going to dig that in. I also shout out to Han Jumpler. He hit me at like 10:30 at night and he was like, hey man, that good stuff that you were looking for was stocked. So I had to go grab it. No one hit me, so I'm sure you guys have found it too. But my favorite top coat, GX 114, Mr. Hobby, super smooth. I end up getting 4 bottles of this shit because once it sells out, you don't see it again for a year. I got a bottle maybe like a year and a half ago. This is like the first time it's restocked, so I got that. And then I did get another UV cut gloss. I'm just before I'm glossing the pieces. So I got that in from Gundam Pros on the East Coast. I got something in for my dog Coop. He already knows what it is, but I wanted to show this off to y'all.
Oh yeah.
That Kaiju number number one
Japanese version. Japanese
from Konokia Books. So maybe we'll make this a bi-weekly thing. Start with one and go until I don't know what volume they're on now. Maybe like 12.
I'm reading it too. And I'm not done, but I'm at a good point. I'm not trying to spoil it, I hear your complaint how it's just that, but they could at least get 3-4 seasons out of Kaiju number 8.
Yeah,
they could give you 3-4.
Maybe the last season it will be the last chapters.
Yeah. Fine. I'll take 5 seasons. 4 to 5 seasons.
4 to 5. I mean, shit, who knows? They could give us some side stories. The main manga's done, but I feel like they could at least, you know, give us some backstory on some more characters or some shit. And I did get one more thing in. I remember at one point in time, I told myself I was never going to do any more real grades. I gave away all my real grades on this show. One episode at a time, I gave away a real grade. But the current project I am working on calls for me to have to dive back into the real grade. So I went ahead and picked up a God Gundam. I had one, gave it away. And now it's finding its way back into the backlog. Yeah.
Damn.
Money. But, yeah, man. God Gundam. That's all I got.
All right. Some good pickups, man. A good variety. Cards, magazines, manga, figures, kits.
This is the most kits I've seen you come back with in probably a year.
For a while. Yeah. For a while. And again, not even done. I'm just trying to give me some content for next
week. This is the most since Plama. I'm not going to hold you.
Oh, I do have one thing new. Hold on. Come on. Oh, yeah. We got a rising desk, baby. So we can stand up. If I want to shoot the pod standing up. Oh, yeah. We're going to shoot the pod for the rest of the time standing up.
Hey, yeah, you know what you need is the walking pad under the desk now.
Underneath it.
Yeah.
Somebody was on Facebook Marketplace. They was like, yo, I'm selling this desk for $30. $30, but the dude was like, I can't find a power cable. But I was like, oh, you know what? $30 off Amazon, a power cable. Like, yeah, I'll buy it.
Yeah, for real.
He wound up finding the power cable and charging me like extra, like $60 or something like that. So like $90. This is a sturdy desk that rises for $90. It was a no-brainer. So we got the rising desk as well, trying to be more productive in what is it? Ergonomical. Yep, that's it. That is it for me. Next up, actually, remember people, let us know what y'all picked up. Leave it in the comments below. Y'all been picking up some dope stuff pretty recently, so we appreciate everybody who has been dropping what they have picked up. Next up, we have What's Cooking. What are some things that we're working on for myself? I am working on myself, both all aspects of life. I am watching, caught up on Kaiju number 8. So the newest episode of Kaiju number 8, if y'all haven't watched it, shit, it's gas. Kaiju number 8 is gas. Reading it right now. I'm on like chapter like 122 or something. That's fire. I added to my favorites on a Shonen Jump app called The Marshall King. The Marshall King. It's a manga. It's illustrated by the dude who did Dr. Stone. It's about a desperado and a marshal. Like, the first book is like 49 pages. So getting through that. And then I'm just trying to work on my work area is under construction. So my work area where I could paint and build is under construction. That's one reason I got this desk, so I could separate the two. So I did pull out a kit that I'm trying to have done by Plamo. It should be easy enough for me to have it done by Plamo. So cross your fingers for me, CD, but it should be good to go by Plamo. By Plamo. I'm not saying it's going to win anything. It's just for me to bring something.
Break it down by colors, brother. Prime in the day, paint in the night. Prime in the day, paint in the night. And
then you'll be all right. That's it. Yep, you already know. So I got that. I have another one. Nah, I got that. That's the one I'm going to work on. So that's it. So we got manga, anime, and that kit. That it's not a mystery build. I'm just going to. No, I have not. I have not. I haven't finished the Tristan yet because all the builds stop until I get that area fixed up and ready to go to build. Until I get that area fixed up and ready to go to build. I got pretty much, it's like 80% done. So I just got to clean it up, you know, move things around, position things where I need to position things, and we'll be good. We'll be good. But the Tristan and not a secret. I just want to reveal it in a way where I'll, it's like, so yeah. All right. Damn standing up. I'm standing up now. I'm
sitting back
I'm
down.
Sitting my ass up now. Yeah, I'm sitting back down. We bragged about the standing desk. Now we're sitting back down.
Hey.
All right.
Next time.
All right. That's it.
All right.
Man, next time. Next time.
I've been working on a few things, dog. I've been working on a few things. I'll go in reverse order from newest to oldest. Like I showed you guys, I got that God Gundam. I have snapped up the inner frame. So that is in
full go mode.
Yeah. Hey, man. Some lit a fire under my ass. I don't know what did, but I'm cooking right now. The frame, I don't know. I feel like the frame of the other kit I'm going to show you was a little better. Actually, I'll just pull it out now. This one just seems not as solid. But this is the God Gundam. But this right here, you guys have been seeing it in my story. This is the Shining Gundam, the newest RG that came out. So it's fully painted. Originally, I was planning to shade it, and then I stopped, and I was like, shading's not really my thing. And I was just kind of doing shading because everybody's doing shading. What do they say? Gun plus freedom, Coop? That's what they claim to say.
So they say.
Yeah, I just was like, I don't need the shade. That's not who I am. I like my builds flat anyway. So this has been painted. It's part of a dial plan I have to bring down the Plamo. So this is done for now. I'm hoping that somebody drops some decals within the next month so I can put them on there. If not, I'll just probably use decals from this. So you guys, yeah. Might be able to see what I'm planning to do here with these things, but this was a really fun kit to build and put together. It's crazy poses, as it should, since it's kind of like the martial arts of the Gundams. Transformation's really nice, transforms it a lot. The only thing I really don't like about it is the gap in the faceplate, because it has to open up. I wish it closed a little more and made it more solid.
They should have...
I don't know if they could have gave me two parts, but the gap kind of just throws it off to me a little bit. I did see someone give you the party.
They shouldn't give you the not open or close, but like if you want to have it closed, like you know you're not going to open it.
Open it, yeah. I would have rather have that. Yeah, give you this, the closed one or the open one. I did see someone 3D printing some pieces that it gives you the option to keep it closed. So I might go back and get that. But this was a fun build. This is all splash paints. So shout out to Splash. We still rock SMS around here, but had a whole bunch of splash I wanted to try out on this. So we use that on that. And I have some colors planned for this one coming up very soon, maybe even priming it sometime this week. So those are those two down. That also snapped together one of my favorite kits. This is a top five, maybe not top five, maybe sixth of my top five of favorite Gundams of all time. This is the Maxer Gundam, P Bandai Maxer Gundam from G Gundam. It's the ultimate USA Gundam. Has pistols, has a football helmet, and turns into boxing gloves. So snap this together. I was originally going to have it fighting this in the ring, but the high grade just doesn't have enough detail to kind of stand with this. So I feel like once in shining mode, when everything's open, it kind of draws your attention away from this. So I could go in and scribe it, but I really want to do this kit justice. This is one of my favorites, so I'll just set this to the side. We'll figure it out later, but those are my three kits, man. Something's gotten into me in the last pause. Something has been cooking. That's me as far as these Gundam kits. So hope to keep this momentum up. So like we said, Plamo is in 5 weeks now.
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Six, 7 weeks.
Six, yeah. 7 weeks. So I plan to have at least three kits to bring down there that aren't done right now. So it's a crunch time for me. And it's crunch time for me. That's it. You know, keep them busy.
And make sure y'all go, and make sure y'all, if y'all coming to the Plamo event, please do it if y'all do. And go on Vulcan Hobbies website, the Plamo website, and pre-register. Please pre-register, because we want it to be seamless. Like, not saying last year wasn't seamless, but like I said, I took a step back and really saw it through Chris's lenses, or like a vendor's lens. And for Chris, and it's hard to run anything with just one person. I'm not saying Chris will be running on his own. I know he has his boy Kev, but like even just two people, that's a lot. So y'all, if y'all were there last year, y'all see that like Chris didn't even have an opportunity to really like do a whole lot amongst us in the building, like even like that little community we have, because he was kind of bouncing all over the place. So let's take a lighten the load for him a bit by pre-registering. So let's pre-register on, we'll post it on our IG. Make sure y'all pre-register to the Plamo event. That is September 20th.
Yes.
September 20th. I already booked my flight. CD got his. We got another guy coming, special guest from the Northwest as well. So it's becoming a thing. So please go on the website, pre-register. Next up, we have what's new, what is coming out in the Gunpla world since the last time we sat down. Shout out to Gunpla Nerd, the honorary member. We're going to eventually, we always say it, but we'll eventually try to find something for this guy or gal.
Yep,
them. So we did get a Metal Robots figure with the Strike re-coordinate and the SH figure. It's a TM Revolution Red Hot, Japan only. I don't know who this is.
Yeah, bro, I don't know who the hell that guy is. I thought she was Iron Man at first.
It has to be a show in Japan. We're getting this pretty dope China exclusive Freedom versus Destroy Gundam statue. That's pretty dope.
Right.
More to Fred. Double Zeta of this.
Gallus?
I bet Austin's getting it. You think Austin's going to get it?
This is missing like a Z, kit. But I'm thinking he's definitely going to get it.
Yeah, but it misses the Z, but it doubles up in the name.
Yeah,
two S's. It missed the Z. Yeah, but it doubles up in a double Zeta. It took the Z out of this and put it over here. We got Austin. I think Austin's going to get this for sure.
Oh, yeah. I have my money in it. Austin says he doesn't like Mono Eyes, but I'm pretty sure he's going to get that shit.
He got that other one that looks almost.
Yeah, the Ball of Moxum. It looks like a Digimon. Ball of Noximon or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. It was, no, it was something else. It was like a red one.
Reuben Wolf?
All red one. No. It was like an all red one not that long ago.
Yeah, the Barzan looking one.
He was showing us the, yeah, he was showing us like the back. It wasn't the Barzan?
It was like the Barzan too. Is it the one with the unicorn?
Remember he was showing us the thrusters? No, he was showing us the thrusters. He was like, yo, I think the thrusters, like, it has real good detail on the back of this kit. Was that?
Yeah, that's the green one.
No, it was red.
Inside, the kit was red or the thrusters were red? That's where that kit had red thrusters. You gonna call him?
I'm gonna call him. Let's see if he pick up.
Phone a friend.
What's good?
What's good, brother Austin? We on a pod right now. Me and CD trying to remember. You on a pod. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's good, everybody? What's good? What's good?
Austin.
These two fine gentlemen are holding down for me.
Absolutely. What was the name of the kit that you were building? Isn't it new? It's like a newer kit. It's a red kit.
Red kit?
Yeah, it's like a red kit that you recently built. And you was telling us about like how much detail on the back of it. And on a book bag, not book bag, backpack.
Backpack, a red kit, the red Gundam?
No. I feel like this was like maybe about a month ago. Because we're looking at what's new, and it's like a double Zeta. We got them right here on a pod. So, Austin, are you going to pick up this double Zeta Gallius?
The Gallows. Yeah, definitely. I want it really bad.
He said, I want it really bad. There it is. We was up here saying, you think Austin's going to get this? Nah, I don't know. Nah, we going to call him and find out. But no, because CD was like, oh, no, Austin don't do mono. You know, Austin just did like an all red kit, like maybe about 4 episodes ago. And he was talking about like the thrusters and everything on the backpack had crazy detail. I just can't remember. It was when you were banging out.
The Galbody Beta.
The Galbody Beta.
The maroon one.
The maroon looking one. Yeah, the maroon one.
Yeah. I'm holding it right now.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So that's a Mono Eye too, right?
That is a Mono Eye. Yeah, that was in Zeta Gundam, and it was the EFSS version of the what's the boy with the spear? The one that was G-Quax, the white suit that just came out that has the shield. Everybody wanted.
Gelgu?
Gien.
No, with a giant spear.
Gien.
Yeah. So it's the Earth Federation version of the Gien.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm definitely getting that Gallus.
Definitely getting the Gallus. Y'all hear it here first. So heard no heard back first. And forth.
No Z, but he's still getting it.
That's an instant cop.
There's no Z. He's still going to get it, but they doubled up on the Z because it's coming from Double Zeta. And that's awesome, people. All right, bro, go ahead. Spend time with your family. Appreciate you picking up.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a good one. See you, everybody.
There you go. Y'all heard it here first. He is picking it up. And 30 Minute Sisters, think he's picking it up?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. They finally did the G3P Bandai of the 2.0 after a year.
Are you getting this?
No.
Same.
No.
I gave away mine to you.
Yeah. Yo, I thought about this the other day. Is the prelude Wing Zero that version's G3?
Same colors.
Same color scheme, like. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, I was like, yo, did they do the prelude of Wing Zero to say, here's G3 colors?
Probably.
Yeah, since it was crazy, what would make people get this for sure is if Bandai would have gave you everything that came in the P Bandai box. Since this is P Bandai already, give me the weapon set too.
Right.
Give me the weapon set.
As they should, because that's $40. You get the Fat Cat. MG size, the expansion
with parts. With everything.
With everything for $50.
And you can check out Heavy Metal Gunpla's like little reel on it. It looked just like it. I thought he was showing off the RG for a second. I'm like, why is he showing the RG off? And I started, and I'm reading, oh, this is the fat cat. Pause. This just sound wild. Okay, we have Sailor's Light Type Gundam, Gun Cannon, which in the show this guy was absolutely
12 seconds
for, and I'm thinking like, oh, maybe they might give us a side story with her. And y'all like, nah, it's that's I was like, you would, I was like, why would they even show this? Like, what, just to do this? Bandai right, Sailor could have been in her pilot seat. Right. But they was like, let's give them a kit. Like, we need a kit for it. Is it me, or is this maybe because the Sailor suit is that like a I don't want to sound crazy, but like a like a female type pose? Like, I can see the Noble Gundam in this pose. Like, is it because I see Sailor in it, so it's posed that way?
Because they have the regular pose like this too.
Okay, so it's just me. Right. Here you go, the Gallus.
Austin, as soon as we said this, yeah.
That's a crazy seam line on the back. If that's the seam line. If that's the seam line, that is crazy.
Bandai got a... I wonder if their shoulders...
This almost looks like it's going backwards, don't they? Doesn't this kit just look like it's like one of those $9.99 model kits? I noticed
the high grade EZ Zaku or some shit.
Yeah, right. some wild shit like that. Okay. Well, I mean, Austin Love his Zeta Double Zeta kits.
Yeah, that's him for sure.
I mean, that's
This one ain't it for me, I'll tell you that. I like my mono eyes, but this one kind of trash.
It's two-ish their own. Skateboard P.
Yeah, I definitely see Austin getting this shit, taking the helmet off and putting on something else.
Right. Then we have GM Slow. Is this Origins?
You know it.
Yeah, Origins MSG. GM. MSV, but it's the Origins body.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this.
You can always tell by them. You can always tell by them damn quads.
Yeah,
if you got that little damn detail, it look like a plot plate on the front. You got an Origins kit. You getting it?
Yeah, I might just flip the green to red. Keep it pushing.
Paint it the same. If you do, paint it the same colors as you just did the Masami Kai color. It looked like it could be a squadron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It looked like it'd be a squadron. Part of like a. Yeah, exactly. Since it has this like plain looking backpack on, that'd be tough. Get two of them with that in the air.
And it's only 36. 20 yen?
So $40?
$40?
Nah, that ain't gonna be $40 for a high grade, you think? We going to $40 for high grades?
I mean, they upped the price bucks
for high grade
plus tariffs.
Yeah. Damn.
Build your backlog, people. Build your backlog.
Right. Gundam Converge on P Bandai. It's $100 right now. Austin and I were talking about splitting it.
Which one you getting?
$50. I'll get the Cassie. He'll get the Penelope. In the Penelope, you could take all the armor off and have it Odysseus. But if they're this big Gundam Converge, they have to be like the 50 for a Gundam Converge. I might tell. It's like November 9th is like the cutoff. I don't know if I want. I could go online and grab Sarah Guy and grab a crazy amount of Gundam conversions.
Yeah, for 50. You get everyone you want.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. My bad. Austin, this one ain't it, Austin. This might get caught. The teddy bear from Wing Zero, I mean Gundam Wing. This might get caught. With the letter. Because I heard it's only like $25.
This it's definitely a collector's item for sure.
Right. This looks terrible.
Yeah, bro, I'm good on this shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, them feet look like he got spizikes on.
Bro, look at the kneecaps. Those are eyes. And then he has a mouth.
Yeah, I see it. He has four different color on his feet. He has a light green, that grayish, dark green, and red.
It's like Inspector Gadget arms and shit. I'm good.
The three-quarter scale armor on Char and the space pilot suits or the space suits. This is dope. But again, it's 3/4 scale, so you're talking about the G.I. Joe size. Y'all know which size. This is. Like, this is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Armor Core?
You know it.
I'm not copping it. You copping it?
Yep.
Ichiban Kuji Online new mobile. If I could find a way to get it, man. If we could find a way to get it, man.
Both?
I see at Hobby Lobby they having like the mystery boxes for Wing Gundam Wing.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Are you getting 40 off of those two?
40? What you mean?
40%? See, calling them box models?
No. Nah. Because I think I did that with the G-Frame. It was like, I think it rang up regular price.
Hold on now. That shit got to be, it's a box model.
Yeah, I'm going to let them know too. I'm like, this can't, why it ain't 40% off? Mark II. I might pick this up. Mark II.
Just the base.
I like that pose. I like that pose. Mark II Gundam Robot Spirits. Yeah, this might get picked up. Is it Pink Bandai only? I wish it. You know the Titans one's coming, so maybe.
Hey, don't skip over my shit like that. I want that.
What's that, mother? What, this?
No, nah, not the Hatsune Miku.
This?
If they make a model kit.
Oh, my fault. That plain looking.
Cause you see that little face? They don't have to make it transform.
Yeah, that's why it's coming out in a figure first. It's gonna be a model kit.
I need it.
From G-Quest, that little ship face. Ultraman looking suit. What you looking at?
I was trying to see if I could see the name for it.
Oh. It's a pass for me if it ever comes out in model kit.
Hard pass?
Hard pass.
Strong pass.
We getting this IBO on Halloween.
I think the trailer dropped.
I heard they coming out with another Barbatos for this too.
Uh-huh, another form.
Another form? Like, yeah. Look like a 2.5 or something.
Yeah, I heard the trailer drop. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I'm not.
Neither did I.
I'm not too.
This got to be the trailer. This looks terrible. What is going on?
So what is this? Because Mikazuki's walking and not being carried around. So like.
And this is before it got a damage. I wonder if it's a flashback because this is a damage. I wonder if it's like a 2.5 or like a test. It looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm good. And they made it a movie.
It's called Kikagora, Kikeroga. He said, yeah, look at all that. Yo, dog, this looks terrible, dog. Even if this was a model kit, yo. Look at, he said, yeah, like that shit is about to hit. No, that looks terrible, yo. It reminds me of like
space. Where's the detail at? Damn, that shit looked way better than the little shot.
This no like a Happy Meal line, toy. No decal.
Yeah. I pulled this out of a Happy Meal.
Space ghost coast to coast.
Damn.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, that catapult deck is coming back out for Zeta. Catro shades. So if you want to walk around and think you Quattro, you want to, if you want to run around like that for a bit,
there, bro.
That's the cleaning cloth for it.
You put, I'm pull up the plumber with that shit.
And that's the cleaning cloth. Don't it look like a cleaning cloth?
No, it did. Definitely look like a cleaning cloth.
Maybe it's just inside out. Like this is the opposite side. G Quatch's G armor. Now we just.
That's really tough.
You think so?
That's someone's artwork though. That's not like an official.
Oh.
I follow this guy, the person that does these. He has some pretty
cool more pictures of the new Gundam Master Perfect Grade new Gundam.
I'm less and less impressed with this shit after what they're doing with the Cassandra for a third of the price.
Fingers that open up? That's crazy. As my boy Court would say, that's cute. I think that's it. Nope. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What is this?
A recolor.
We better get a recolor of the Sazabi. Like a third party Sazabi. No, Garadoga. You got lights too?
Mm-hmm.
This looks all right. Sazabi.
Yes,
like
it's a Sazabi
and Garadoga mix.
There's like a back part that goes to it. It's like almost like a skirt that you can take off. The original one was red.
Mm.
We looked at
if it. If it ain't too crazy. If it ain't too crazy, maybe.
They don't have, he doesn't have the trailer for the movie. I mean for the movie.
No. Nope.
Must not have been good.
130 for these?
Boom.
The Jordans?
Not for
they're not crazy.
Sick.
I might pick this up. I don't know if I'll get the perfect grade, but I might pick this up. I think I'm opting out of the perfect grade. I think I was just part of the hype train, dog. I don't think I'm going to do the perfect grade, man. I don't think I'm going to do the perfect
grade. I'm good.
To be honest with you. I think I was part of the hype train. I just, oh damn, my fault, my bad. I just didn't want to be like,
you don't feel like you're missing out
with that. Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm missing out, and don't want to be stuck with like $700 worth of one kit. It's almost like the same mentality we just had with the Gundam Converge. Like $700, you could build a. You could build a backlog. You could for $700, you could do a backlog, some paint, a workstation, some books. Like you could deck out an empty room and have it almost a Gundam paradise with that for the same price as this.
You could get that Kaizo spray booth for $400 and still have $300 more. You could probably spend still get a chair. Get 3 or 4 model kits, an airbrush, and paint.
For that one price of that kit. I mean, that's I know not, people that...
Yeah.
Obviously, the people that's buying this kit probably has that already. We're just putting it into perspective. Like, you could deck out a whole room
You could probably buy it
for that price.
What are we at? 1 through 37? I feel like you could probably almost buy all the Rugrats. $45 times 35.
No. What do you think the average price is?
These newer ones are $40, but like 30. Some of the older ones are like $20, $25, $30.
Yeah. You can get a decent amount. Again, whoever's getting this probably already has an in-depth backlog. Probably it's just like, I don't know. Get something like mount, get a TV and mount it. You know, do something else. Do some, just because I'm not getting it doesn't mean that like I'm trying to force you not to get it. It's just think about it. Just really think about it. If this isn't something you could turn around with. Next up, topic of discussion. We have IPMS Nationals was this weekend for the Hampton Roads area. IPMS, if people don't know, is the kind of national, is it global?
It's global.
IPMS global? Oh, it's global.
They're model club. Model society? Is that what it
Is? Society, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's international. That was the national event was in Hampton, Virginia this past weekend. Again, fun time. Chill with the homie Chris. Hoskin House. Burial Gunpla. One Punch Sam. Nick Models. George. I feel like I'm missing a few other names. But it wasn't... I heard there was some controversy about the judging at the end of it. Shout out to Hoskin House. I think he won Best Gundam. I think he won Best Gundam. If he did win, shout out to him. Hoskin House, friend of the pod, been my boy for quite some time now. Proud of him. I know I did hear he cleaned up a lot trophy wise. So I didn't put anything on the table. I did take some photos. I'm going to try to edit those and get those out on our IG this week as well. Or next week when I take pictures of at GBWC2 at my hobby town and kind of edit everything at once. But it was underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't perform how I think people thought it was going to perform. There's a few kind of like reasons why we kind of like brainstorm reasons why. I know somebody said maybe because it was all the way on the East Coast and you didn't like if it was in the middle of the country, you could have people from like Washington that trip don't sound as bad, right? You could have people from like California that trip don't sound as bad. But people from Washington and California, I don't think they're going to make that trip all the way out to across the country to Virginia to do it. So if it was more centralized, we believe it might have been done well. Also, too, you have to be an IPMS member. So it didn't have the turnout like ODO has, because at ODO it's an open, Old Dominion open. So it's open to the public. So you just bring your kit, pay your registration fee, and place your kit on the table. This one, you had to be an IPMS member. So I think it was like $90 or something like that. It was like $30 to sign up to be an IPMS member and $65 for the weekend. So $95 or something for you to participate.
I'm sure that turned off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but it did have some impressive kits. Build a pan was there. Saw some just dope work all over when it comes to model kit Gunpla, model kits and stuff like that. I know IPMS is moving to, I think it's going to Indiana next year and then going down to Alabama and Huntsville in 2027. I don't know. This might have been my last national event unless it's something I want to pursue on like a competition level, but it's nothing I want to say, oh, next year I'm going to Indiana. I'd rather save that money and go to the Plomo event down there in Alabama. And
no offense to anyone that lives in Indiana either, but I'm not going to Alabama. not Alabama, not to Indiana.
I mean, it.
Yeah.
And it, like, yeah. What? I don't even know what's in Indiana. The Pacers, the Colts, the Hoosiers.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, come granted, like, there's no beach. At least it's just kind of Plumo. It's kind of Plumo. Yeah. But I heard the judging, again, people kind of heated about the judging. I know some Instagram stories got put up and stuff like that about people's opinions. At the end of the day, people, we're doing it for the love of the game. I know we all have that competitive spirit in us. We all love to compete. We don't. Some of us don't come to these events to lollygag. We come to win, which is understandable, which is fine in your own right. It's opinion based when it's judging. It's always going to be subjective. Law is going to be on the eye of the judge. I mean, it is what it is. At every competition, it's like this. At every competition, it gets like this. If it's GBWC, a local event, you know, it's always going to be some type of controversy. But I would love, and maybe this is something that the Undergated can do, I would love for us to have like a Gunpla showcase or Mecha showcase. You know, just bring your kit and just have a good time. Yeah. Show your work off. Like how y'all did it up in Seattle. Just don't worry about medals. Don't worry. Just put it on the table and discuss your builds. Discuss the process, show it off, and be amongst like-minded people. And I want it to be like Matt. Like, I don't want to, me personally, I don't want to see like F-14. I don't want to see I don't want to see no Hunt for Red October submarine. Like, I don't want to see any of that, man. I just want to see Matt.
And that's the issue with RPMS. It's because the judges aren't familiar with Gundam. I'm not familiar with mech. I'm not familiar with sci-fi as far as this category. So a lot of these judges are basing, you know, their 40 years, 50 years of experience on these tank models and then applying it to Gundams, which have no, they're fantasy fictional objects. There's no like, this has to be like this. Like, this beam, I think called a lightsaber, should be a clean pass through. There should not be debris. Well, they're not using lightsabers. They're using beam sabers.
Right.
And that's never a smooth cut. So you just kind of be prepared for this stuff, man. I know a lot of people are griping about the judging, but you got to know this is an IPMS event. There's not Gundam judges in IPMS. There's never been Gundams judges in IPMS. That's why up our IPMS up here in the spring, Cobra Paw, other guys who like took it upon themselves, you know, let's take a step back and put it on the table and judge ourselves, because at least we know we have the criteria.
Well, that's, I know that they did have a few people that know, they're not just having like older crowd judge it. They had the people that know Gunpla, but like even when we go to ODO, like Nick Models is one of the judges last time. Like, it's people that know it, but it's also like there's no blueprint. There's no, like you said, a criteria. There's no syllabus. There's no checkoff sheet like you would at like in school, right? Like, you know, you get this amount of points for creativity. You get this. Da, 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 da. Right. At least I don't know if that's how it is, you know. And even still, like, somebody's creativity might be a 6 to you or a 9 to me. I'm not wrong, right? And look, that number's a 9, and you looking at it, that number's a 6. We're both not wrong. It's just how you're looking at it. So it just it varies, and you have to, and people have to understand that comes with the territory. That comes with the territory. So IPMS Nationals, just like any other IPMS show. Oh, if y'all want to go to a nice IPMS show, look up in your area, or take the time to spearhead the one in your area. Like a Nick Models, be a One Punch Sam, you know, spearhead your local IPMS chapter and say, hey, Gunpla is on the rise. I'll be the person, I wear the Gunpla hat, or the Gundam hat. when it comes to these shows and these events. Don't be the person sitting in the back saying you want change and you have an opportunity to make change and you don't. About it. Right. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm here for a good time. Like, I'm here to put something on the table, put my work on the table. If I don't place, I don't place. Guess what? I haven't placed before. and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be the one on. I'm going to spit. You need to spearhead it then. I'm not looking for change. I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to chop it up with Hoskinhouse. I'm here to chop it up with Nick Models, One Punch Sam, everybody from Pencil Night. You know, oh, shout out to Pencil Night. He showed up, and him and his wife, and they had a friend too. But like, just in general, like, that, I'm not here to really. Would it be nice to go to ODO 1 year and place and take something home? Personally, yes, because I have a personal connection to ODO. It's one of the first big events that I went to, so it would be nice to kind of full circle that one. But other than that, like, if you have a problem with closed mouth, don't get fed.
Right.
Take the self-initiative.
Take the initiative.
Right. Take the initiative. Don't what is it? Don't walk the walk.
Or come down to Plano.
State of Missouri, baby, to show me state. Or come down to Plano. You don't got to worry about judging.
Yeah.
Right. And that goes into our next segment. GBWC in person at Hobby Towns is this Saturday. You know, you're getting there. Some tips from us. Let's see. Elevate your kits.
Yes. Put it on something.
Elevate your kit. Put it on something. Don't just put it on a bare table. Yeah. Please don't put it on the bare table.
If it's not something that you just finished, dust your kits. Take a brush dust it. Dust it, dust it, dust it.
Dust your kits. Be ready to write a full description. Do not write HG Zaku 2 with a full paint job. Don't do that. And you want to win. Like, if you don't want to win... And you know, he's putting something on the table, cool. But that's, give the judges being, something to read.
Prepared. Yeah, coming prepared. That's one thing I got from you, because I know the first time I ever wrote some shit down was just repainted. And you're like, nah, bro, you gotta tell the whole story, because the judge is not gonna know.
Right.
I mean, my Hobby Town last year, the guy that had judged, he told us he was like some big YouTuber and he knows Gundams. And the kit that won GBWC and my Hobby Town wasn't even painted. It had stickers out the box on it.
More power to him. Congratulations to whoever that was.
Yeah. Shout out to him. But I'll tell you, the judge would have, you know, he probably thought that shit was painted.
Right. You throw a top coat on it. Some of these kits look like they painted.
So,
but like,
tell them what they're doing.
Tell them what it is. For an example, this is a HG Zaku 2 full paint job, red, three different hues of red, weathered, inner frames, stainless steel gray, all the techniques you use, water decal transfers, glow in the dark, UV light, whatever y'all use to whatever it is, leave it on the table. Leave it written down on the table. Again, that's something that y'all could control. So that goes into the judging, right? And you won't complain about the judging, right? That's leaving no stone unturned. That is, oh, I don't want to hear, oh, he didn't even notice my fully decked out backpack that was all, blah, 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 blah. Did you put it on a sheet? No, right. I shouldn't have to. If you didn't take the initiative, then that's on you, dog. That's on you.
That's it.
So, dust your kits, elevate your kits, get it an action base, go grab a wooden stand real quick, get some ply plate like the homie CD does, chop up a piece of ply plate, paint it. It can take no longer than like 3-4 hours to do.
That's because you have to let the paint dry. You can probably get it done in an hour.
Right. Right. Again, these are recommendations.
Pre-register. You need to, if you're entering in store, you need to, before you get there, You need to go onto the website and enter photos of your kit on the website. It'll save you time because you're going to have to redo it when you get there. So make sure you're registering online if you're doing in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And go and have a good time. That's a requirement.
You have
to. Go and have a good time. If this is your first GBWC, so what? Put it on the table and talk to like-minded people. Open up. Ask people, yo, what do you think? What do you think I could have did different? Don't just wait till the judging's over and run up on the judges and say, yo, what you? Why did you judge mine? What did mine rank? That's cool and all, but ask your peers around you, yo. Ask the people you're competing with, like, yo, what you? I did this. I saw that you did that. How did you do that? That's how you learn. That's how you get better. I understand we're introverted people. When it 90% of the people in this hobby is introverted people, but we're all like-minded individuals in one room at one time. And we're only going to get better is if we ask the questions to get better. We take we take the initiative. If you're not asking a question, go on YouTube, watch the technique. If you're not going on YouTube and you're not asking a question and you're not learning, Andy will tell you, if Andy was here, he would tell you, oh, Coop, he asked me questions for 2 years about this kit he was getting ready for GBWC. Part of that trophy is mine because I've asked Andy questions for 2 years on that Shenlong build. Like, yo, how do you do this? How do you do that? How would you do this? If I got this kit, what would you do? Right? That's getting out there, being amongst your people. And just have a good time at the end of the day.
That's it.
Like, just have a good time. If you don't place, you don't win. Guess what? Yeah. It was a GBWC last year.
Sure.
It's going to be a GBWC next year. That's it. Let's have a good time. Let's try to see if we could come out of GBWC with little to no complaints from the Gump community. Let's try to see if we can come out of GBWC with little to no complaints, no IG stories, no, you know, this hobby town sucks, none of that. Let's stay positive. This year, GBWC, y'all, if y'all could do that for the Undergated, if y'all could do that for Team Undergated,
be on your best behavior, please.
That's all we ask. That's all we ask. And just have fun. Have fun. No complaints. Let's be positive. For the love of the game. Hashtag for the love of the game on your GBWC kits. If you're going to post your GBWC kits from now until GBWC, put hashtag for the love of the game and tag us in it. That's it. You never know what could happen.
Are you going, Coop?
I'm going. People got to wait to see what it's going to be. But I'm going. I'm going to have a good time. Yeah. I'm going to talk to like-minded people. I want to watch some Gundam because Marvin's probably going to have a Gundam show on TV. So maybe War in a Pocket. Maybe I'll talk Marvin into War in a Pocket. Maybe I'll bring War in a Pocket. Maybe I'll watch Unicorn. Maybe I'll just sit down and build.
Hell yeah.
And work on a Tristan. Maybe I read one of these cool Hobby League Japans. I did get the second issue of Plummo Mag. I got it over there by my TV. I was reading it earlier.
George and Chris.
George and Chris.
If y'all ain't got it yet.
Make sure y'all get that Plummo. I gotta go get it. Talk to the people. Talk to the people, CD.
Make sure you guys.
I can't let this go unseen.
Get the Plummo magazine.
I can't let this go unseen. My bad, y'all.
Volume 3 is coming around the holidays, but Volume 2 has a nice cohort of different builders from around the world, locally. Great article written by Daniel Cunningham, or about Daniel Cunningham, by Zach Unamis. Shout out to those guys. I think they're both going to be back at Plummo next year, this year. Zach Unamis and Daniel Cunningham. So I'm looking forward to seeing those brothers again. You can see a lot of cool stuff. This build to the top, this Gundam build group shit looks pretty sick. I never heard of that until this.
It's a competition.
Yeah. by some of the, and some of the people are GBWC winners too.
Ah, try to get in focus. Get the magazine, y'all can read it.
Still in stock on the Plama website, so go ahead, pre-order for pre-register for Plama while you're there, and grab your magazine. Smooth process.
Absolutely, absolutely. You go to Vault High. Check out again. There's nobody that's doing this when it comes to our community in America. This is a high quality magazine. Dope work. Again, CD talked about it. Nobody else is doing this for us. So support us. Us being US. Support us too. Support Vulcan.
Support. And use code. Support Vulcan supports us.
Right. This is book two. We got volume two. Volume one. I don't know if there's any more copies of volume one. Probably not. But don't miss out. So,
yeah.
Damn. Can't wait. Can't wait for volume three. CD, what type of paints do you use now sometimes?
Yeah, now sometimes I use SMS. Use code CHLOE'SDAD to get 10% off directly with SMS. They are an Australian-based paint brand, lacquer-based to begin with. They also have acrylics now. They also have enamels. They are based in Australia. Use Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with them because they are airbrush ready paints. Pour, spray, go using SMS. And Coop, what do we use to get our kits right before we get them painted?
We use primer, man. All of us use some form of fat gun primer. If it's not the glazer, the razor, the gritter, the balancer, the joint guard. We use some form or fashion of gun primer. And probably everybody does too. For gun primer. You can use code COOP10 directly with gun primer to save 10% off of your order with gun primer. Just try to save a little bit of coins here and there. We are coming up on a holiday season soon, right? So every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. So again, use code COOP10 indirectly with gun primer. And oh man, it's been a great week.
It's been a long
week. Take care of yourselves, people. It's been a long week. It's been a long week. Take care of yourselves, people. If that's not going for a walk, put the kit down for a little bit. I know sometimes if it's not doing what it's supposed to do, then don't do it. Like if I come in and I'm like, yo, I'm frustrated and I'm at like a level 8, and I go build a gun plug because I told myself a gun building brings it down. And I go build, and I walk away, and I'm at a level 8. The gunplay ain't doing it right now.
Hell no.
It's not working. That vice isn't working. So go take a breather, take a walk, take a look, take maybe an extra nap throughout the week if you can squeeze them in. Take care of yourself because it's getting close to that time when the sun's going to start creeping out a little bit early. It's going to start getting a little colder. Things like that. So start taking care of yourself. Start prepping yourself now. We prep these kits. Start prepping yourself. I'm Coop. Over here is my boy CD. There we go. Down here normally would be Austin. We're the undergated. 168 hours down. Another 160 hours to go. Peace.